The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back, everybody, the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We've been on since 5 a.m., and as we are always on this time, slot and day on WCBM 680. We've been here 32 years, on and off. Well, pretty much on. Took a little break back a decade or more ago, but we've been here broadcasting in the same time spot. And the newest edition after, I don't know, how long you've been here? 4 years? When was that? Picture your first appearance. Was that 4 years ago?
I'll have to tell you in a second.
And regular host here, my wife Robin, co-host. After we got the equipment here at the house, we're broadcasting from downtown
17
Easton, Maryland. So that's 4 years. Yep. So did you ever think you'd be on the radio any time in your life?
No, because actually that's the first time I broadcast. I went with you before, but I'd never speak on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she would just sit there and co-host chair. Yeah, and look.
And look, yes. And look. Watch it all.
Yes. No, did I ever think? No, I am not somebody who likes speaking in public or...
But behind the anonymity of the microphone.
But you know what? I can do it now since I've done this. I'm not scared to speak in public anymore.
Good. So. And it's nice when we're out, people recognize you, you know.
It is. I didn't think anybody would ever recognize me. And we've had people, we're at restaurants, and Alan will be talking to me in a booth or something, and somebody pops their head over the top of the booth. I know that voice.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So, yeah. Well, that sounds familiar. Are you on the radio? Yeah. Are you out? Yeah. So, but it's nice. So, you know, that minor degree of recognition from, you know, people that you run across, all across the state, actually. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Right.
So. All right. So, here we are at 410-922. I'm going to escape my personal number out. 922-6680 is our number here on this Independence Day weekend. And we celebrate July 4th. Here's your homework. Go online or pull out your copy, but actually read the Declaration of Independence and see the reasons that Congress enacted the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. See what was going on. See how England was treating its colonies here in the United States. And you will be impressed and amazed. And then, you know, read the names of the representatives who signed it. And I think you'll be re-enlightened. I mean, if you read it in school and you learned it in school, you know, but read the introduction and read the reasons why we sought independence from Great Britain and the king. You might see some parallels between then and now, believe it or not. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Our producer, Chris Klaproth, is minding the phone and doing a great job. So every now and then he'll fade away when he's talking to somebody on the phone, and that's fine. But in general, Chris is an active participant in the show. And did you ask him what his plans were for the weekend?
Uh-huh.
On the air?
No.
No. Chris, quiet weekend at home, headed somewhere, going to see the parents. What's up with you this weekend?
It's going to be a quiet weekend, and I've got an answer phone.
Ah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So that's how you do it. Give us a call here in that number. If you want to win some fishing tackle, share your phone number with Chris. We don't share that with anybody. Share your phone number with Chris and go on the air with me, and we'll put you in the contest for winning a fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Whether it's for perch or bass or striped bass or whatever it might be, it's up to him. And it's coming your way at the end of the month if you win. And we put everybody's name. We used to give everybody a ticket back in the old manual days. I'd put them in my hat, shake my hat up, and pull a ticket out. Now, Robin.
Now you got me.
Robin has a number generator app on her phone or whatever. And we put the numbers 1 to 30 or 1 to 50 or whatever it might be in there. She pulls, you know, she hits the random generator. The number comes up, and that's who wins. So, so Robin, what are your plans for this weekend?
Mine?
Yeah.
Try to catch up on some sleep before I got the kids next week.
That makes sense.
And I am. I meant what I said. I want to ride around sometime this weekend and just look and see how many decorations I see. It makes me feel good when I see them.
Yep.
So I really think we should do that. We'll ride around here in St. Michael's and Oxford. Oxford usually does it up pretty good. So does St. Michael's.
We could go to Ken Island. I've got some deliveries up there.
Oh, my God. You are driving me nuts with this crab magazine.
It's busy.
I know it is.
I know. I'm just messing with you. So, but, yeah, we got some country ribs. Probably do those on the grill. And I don't know what else. Maybe we'll drive around and find some fireman chicken. What do you think?
Oh, perfect. I love fireman chicken.
You like fireman chicken?
If anybody knows where there's some on the Eastern Shore, let me know. Text me.
How about some potato salad or some corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob we got. Potato salad I don't have, but I do want to get some potatoes. I would love some potato salad for
Or even macaroni salad and sprinkle a little bit of that particular crab seasoning over top of it.
Exactly.
Potato salad for me. I love macaroni salad if it's done like Hawaii. There's a Hawaiian potato salad. I know, I'm really weird.
I was about to say, I've never heard of
it.
It's a little sweeter.
Because it probably has pineapple chunks in it, right?
I don't think it does. I have to go back and look. I used to make it when I made my tuna pokey.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Ted.
Good morning. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. And, Robin, it's wonderful to hear you in there. You really add to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I needed that.
Oh, brother. Now I got to live with that the rest of the day. Thanks, Ted.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, I'm just kidding.
What I'm looking for is I've got a grandson who's about 15 years old, and I want to take him fishing. But we're going to have to become outfitted, and he lives on the Eastern Shore. Is there any place over there that you could recommend for me to get in good equipment but relatively inexpensive?
We will communicate with you after the show. On that, and because you know we have our sponsors out there, Clyde Sport Shop. I'll always send you there,
Well, Clyde's I know about. He's not that far from me, but I want something that we can go to without having to travel
together
all the way over here.
I understand.
No, together.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
What area are you going to go fishing in? Do you know yet?
Well, he lives in Centerville.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, well, we'll communicate with you.
Yeah.
Make sure Chris has your number, and I'll call you right after
he
the
did.
Show.
I got it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Is that okay, Ted?
Is that all right, buddy?
Yeah, fine.
All right, we'll do that for you.
I'm a Centerville person, so I love that area.
Yep.
Also, do you have other snakeheads down on the Eastern Shore yet?
Do we have snakeheads? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Every little creek, every little gut, every little... You know, has them, but the epicenter is Dorchester County. If you head to towards any of the river systems down that way, Dorchester County, find any little stream or gut or anything like that, you can fish right in there, and you can work on the snakeheads pretty hard. So,
is there any good fishing spots near Centerville that I can look for?
That's Robin's area, Robin.
Oh, man, it's been so long, hon. I know there was a little bridge down in Centerville you could fish off of. Remember that? I think that little bridge that goes out towards Kristen's house?
Possible.
Old house. Off of...
What's the street?
I can't remember. It's been... Chesterfield Avenue, I think.
What is it?
Chesterfield Avenue, I think.
That's possible. But Centerville has some... what is the river up there?
Down off the wharf, maybe.
Yeah, the wharf may have some down by going out of town towards the water.
That's also down. I want to say it's Chesterfield Avenue, but I'm not 100% sure.
You look on the map. We'll try to come up with something for you, buddy.
Okay.
Yep, Robin's from that area. But, you know, you're going to be...
I fished at my dad's house.
If you're just going to stop at a public area and fish, you're going to be outfitted probably for perch, white perch, maybe some catfish, so... You know, top and bottom rig, or tie up with your own top and bottom rig, some bloodworms, or some shrimp, some chicken livers if you're going after catfish, that type of thing.
I love spinners.
Spinner baits? Oh yes.
I love spinners.
Inline spinners?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You'll do well on the perch and bluegills on that, no question. So
those snakeheads take those also.
Yes, they will. Yes, they
fantastic.
Will. Yep, the bigger the better, actually, for snakeheads. Like a number three MEPS or something like that.
Okay.
Yep, I know if you're a man that loves spinners, you've got all sizes. So.
Well, I haven't bought anything since about 1970.
So. Well, that's all right. That stuff still works.
Hooks still work.
That stuff all still works. So.
Yes.
Indeed.
I thank you very much, and I really appreciate your programs on Saturdays.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll call you after the show.
Right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I'll give you the phone number, 410 WCBM 680, but got to stay with our schedule here. Folks, we understand that there are a lot of sponsors on the show, and we want to all give them all a fair shot, and we love them all. So hang in there with us, and we hope you learned something from our sponsors as well. So Clyde Sports Shop, you know, if crabbing is starting to pick up, the warm weather helped a little bit, and the recreational guys are doing pretty well. The potters are not doing so well, but if you get into the right creek, the right river system, you'll be okay. So where do you get outfitted for crabbing in Baltimore? Well, Clyde Sports Shop. Crabs fear Clyde's because he offers all the crab traps, the low profile and the topless crabs. Topless traps, say that three times real fast. Trot lines and supplies, they have, you know, outfitted lines and trot line weights and snoods and bait bags and floats and all that stuff. They've got the commercial crab pots if you want to keep crab off your dock. Of course, you'll need to register your pot. Crab hotels, cloth rings, wire rings, cloth and wire crab nets, large selection, new baskets and lids. Measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, crab bait, like salted eel and chicken necks as well, aluminum steamers, and Clyde's custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket. So check Clyde Sports Shop for all your crabbing gear, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had one of those. It was just a big hole in the wall that sucked all the heat out of the room. But we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, that's the brand, Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. They did the installation, meaning Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. So stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit Backyard Billy's. .com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. And that's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch him.
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wow. You need to shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. You don't shoot him in that right spot, it just pisses him off. But you don't get him good the first shot. You're in trouble. You're in for a ride.
Robin. Are you with us?
You might get away.
Are you
Mike's
with us?
Mike's hot.
Okay.
Woo!
Woo!
We got him next time.
That's one thing I want to do.
Woo!
I want to catch a gator.
Why?
Because I do.
Shoot.
I want to catch a gator. I've determined that. I had a buddy that was going to take me, and I've lost touch with him. He's in Mississippi. He was an animal control guy from Mississippi. Sent me a picture of an 8-foot alligator. Not impressive, right? Well, It lost 5 feet of its tail. So a 13-foot gator is pretty impressive. Big picture of this mouth coming out of the water. Did I show you that? I think I did.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
You show me so much, I'm sorry.
I know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I don't care if I catch one on a rod and reel, you know, or shoot one with a bow or a crossbow or even a firearm. I don't mind. I just want to go get one. Something over 10 feet, I hope. We'll see.
Have fun with that.
What's that?
Have fun with that.
Have fun with that?
Have fun
wouldn't
with
you
that.
Like a big, wouldn't you like a big alligator mount in here somewhere, like right above your head? Hanging from the ceiling?
Sure.
Okay. 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the contest to win fishing tackle, just give us a call. The Tackle Box, Tim Sherman, will supply you with a nice little assortment of fishing tackle. And, you know, it'll be specific for something, but you can use it for anything and everything. So, call in, give us your phone number. We'll be glad to put you on the air. Just say hi, or I want to get in the contest. You don't have to talk long. Or just ask a question, have a conversation, whatever you want to do. But we'll put your name in the drawing, and you can, you know, be in contention. So, you know, people go to restaurants and stuff. We go to restaurants and stuff all the time.
That reminds me of something. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I wanted to say something to that.
Well, you know, you have your servers there and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And people often look down on the people that take care of them in the restaurants. And that's not very good to do, you know. Like if you have a server who happens to be a male, and you might want to say, well, look at this guy. I wonder what he does other than this for a living, you know, and you kind of disrespect him. You know what I mean? That's just not right to do that, because after all, you know, it's a great service, you know, and it puts food on the table. So, you know, why not?
I agree. Yeah. I agree. We had some of the best servers this week we've had in a while. They were really nice.
He may not make a great living, but he puts food on the table.
Oh, never mind. I hate your jokes. God.
Got you again. Let's talk to Shane. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Let's talk to Shane.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Hi, Shane.
Fine, thank you. I used to subscribe to a handgun magazine.
Okay.
And somebody wrote in, they have like letters to the editor.
Right.
So somebody wrote in asking for home protection, how many magazines they thought you should have at hand in case there was a home invasion.
Right.
Is there any idea what you would think of?
How many? Say that. What was the question? How many guns should you have at hand, on hand?
Oh, how many magazines?
Magazines. Oh, how many magazines?
The editor gave us his, opinion.
Okay. So the question is, if you get into a running gun battle with somebody that gets into your home, how many times should you be able to reload? Is that the question?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, personally, I think you should try to make the first shot count. Okay, I mean, you really should, and be sure of your target, and make sure of your background, just like anything else. I mean, you know, you want to make sure who the person is. So, well, there have been many cases where, you know, somebody's come home unexpectedly, or a relative has come in and gotten into the home somehow. But, you know, if you say, who is it, and they don't answer, and you say, I've got a gun, and they don't run out, you know, then maybe, you know, or...
Yeah.
That's usually the best thing. I've got a gun.
I can picture that. My gal's kids would sometimes sneak in, and you know, I'm like, please, when you come in, say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're sneaking around the house trying to get in and blah, blah.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's a dangerous scene.
It is. It is, definitely. So,
but
yeah.
The editor suggested for every minute you think it takes for the police to get there, one magazine.
Yeah.
So that's I could imagine.
You know what? That's a gun magazine. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk real life situation. Okay.
Opinion, but I could picture my gal pulling my she doesn't fire very often.
Right.
Pulling my nine mil out with a 13-round mag and blowing 100+ holes in the house and not hitting anything.
Well, that's true. But you could always you know, spackle.
So, to
answer your question, I mean, you know, for every minute that the police aren't going to get there, have one magazine. What does that mean? You're going to keep shooting at the guy till the police get there? I mean, you can't be a very good shot if you think that that's going to be the solution.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Just for the sake of the conversation.
Sure. No, I mean, if you have a shotgun and you use buckshot, you shouldn't need more than one shot.
I mean, you could take a strobe light and probably just blind them and kick them between the legs. But
you try that with somebody coming into your house. you, let me know how that works out for you.
Man.
Okay. Let me know how that works out for you.
Oh, the adrenaline's just running everywhere. So.
Yep.
But the fish heads, I went to, I guess, a guy's weekend, and I went to fish Cambridge. I went to the fish snakehead.
Right.
It was kind of on my bucket list. So I went down to Shorter's Wharf.
Yep.
And as soon as I opened that door, holy cow, those biting flies.
Oh, yeah, they'll get you.
Oh, my gosh, they were nasty.
Yep.
And
they'll carry you away down there.
Yeah, they will, no question.
Sure in the heck will.
Thermocell, man, thermocell.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness.
Robin doesn't believe in the thermocell, but I believe in it 100%, mosquitoes especially.
I saw a fly walking on the thermocell.
Well,
you said it worked on flies, but
does.
The fly was walking on a walking.
He was so disoriented because of the thermocell. He hadn't quite died yet, and he just happened to land there for his last breath. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a great day.
See you later. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Paul. Morning, Paul.
Hi, good morning, you folks.
Morning.
Happy 4th of July to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Same to you, buddy. Yep. Yeah.
How old are your grandchildren and such?
20 months today.
Do they watch, any chance they watch things like cartoons at all, or what?
They have the iPad.
Dino Ranch.
There's a cartoon out there. If you Google, just Google YouTube cartoon, Porky Pig, Uncle Sam.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, this thing's, I'm 64 and I was almost crying, Alan.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you, this thing, it starts out and it's got 1939.
Okay.
I'll do that.
And by the way, it adds there that in 1954, a man named Eisenhower.
Yes.
He added the words, under God.
Yep.
To that, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. And it shows, it starts out in Porky Piggy's underneath the flagpole trying to learn the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, with his stuttering issue.
Yeah.
He can't get it, and he just throws the book down and says, oh, why do I got to learn this stuff anyway?
Oh, I love it.
Falls asleep, and as he's sleeping, the spirit of Uncle Sam comes up behind him, and he grabs the spirit of Porky, just like, you know, Scrooge. And,
oh, man, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Well, I won't, but if he walks him along and he says, I'll tell you why you need to learn it. He says it's about freedom.
Right.
And I'm telling you, he said about the colonists coming here suffering from oppression and unfair taxes and, you know, injustice. It shows the Patrick Henry saying, you know,
give me liberty or give me death.
God, give me liberty or give me death.
Yep.
And it ends with Lincoln. And Lincoln, you know, he says, you know, these men their lives shall not have been lost in vain. That, you know, for the people, by the people, and of the people.
Gettysburg Address.
Shall not perish from the face of this earth.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm telling you, when I think about what's going on in Afghanistan right now, and in about 60 days, those people right now, Alan, they are scared to death.
Sure they are.
They know that they've already turned over the airbase. And I just thought to myself, people don't know about places in America like, remember that, I don't want to go on, but like, I remember when they were talking about Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria was a city three times the size of Baltimore.
Yep.
It's not there anymore, Alan.
Nope.
But anyhow, when you watch this cartoon, if the kids don't love it.
We will.
We will.
Oh, you're going to love this thing. Yeah. I just, like I say, I was almost crying.
Sure.
When I thought about our nation, not the world, but our nation, I thought, these ungrateful little shits that some of these people with all this CRT and BLM and...
Hey.
Okay,
tone
we got it.
Down, Paul.
Oh, just,
I know, buddy, we got to let you go. We can't
let
that go on.
God bless
See
you.
You later.
God bless you.
Sorry about that.
Okay. People are very, very emotional about
I know
stuff.
They are. I understand it.
I know, but we can't...
No, we can't. We can allow a certain amount of that, but we can't allow.
I agree. You know, no, I agree.
So people are listening to music now on the app, and we apologize for that because that happens when people say things that they shouldn't say. Are we clear, Chris?
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, actually, they're not hearing music. They're hearing a different station.
Oh, they're hearing a different station.
For about seven to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about one of our sponsors and do the second break while we take a little breath, okay? Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department. They have Hoyt bows and Matthews bows, and I think they've got some firearms in there now. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of and seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, that's what you'll find. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, 410-956-0300. We'll be right back after this.
Well, the holiday weekend underway, and we are behind a cold front and some refreshingly lower humidity to enjoy for the top of the holiday weekend. We're at 80 degrees today. And a couple of sprinkles below average, 50s and 60s are low tonight. And then for the 4th, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 83. Monday, partly cloudy near 90 degrees and summertime heat and humidity returning Tuesday, Wednesday, early next week with mid-90s in the forecast. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And we're back. Who is on the line? I believe it's Michael. Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well.
Year after year, we hear about the crab population either going down or slightly increasing.
Mm-hmm.
But what we never hear about is all the ghost crab pots that are in the Chesapeake Bay.
That's true.
Are you guys familiar with them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely familiar with
them. So why isn't there any efforts to have some type of organization get out there and start collecting all of these ghost crab pots?
Because nobody will do it for nothing.
So you have a lot of watermen that are trying to maintain a living.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways that they could get compensated with whatever number of ghost crab pots that they could start collecting and doing.
How? How can they be compensated for working?
I think, quite honestly, I think either through an organization that's really established to start targeting these specific efforts, mm-hmm. either through state funding, federal funding, or even private funding, mm-hmm. and organizations. Look what you've been able to do with what you've done with all the things in the papers and the things that you've created. Mm-hmm. I think there would be a good group of people, businesses, especially in Maryland, if they thought it could be something to accomplish of good, and even for the industry. If I was in the industry of selling seafood, much less crabs,
mm-hmm.
it's to everyone's interest to contribute to something that's going to go ahead and start fixing the problem rather than sit and say, well, the crab population keeps going down. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of thousands. What I've read, and I don't know if it's accurate, but what I read, just alone by the Severn River in the Chesapeake Bay, there has to be 100,000 ghost crab pots.
That's a lot of ghost. That's a lot of ghost crab pots. That's a lot of ghost crab pots.
You know, and it would be interesting to be able to establish something with the wisdom that you have, others have, and a desire to solve problems.
The last person that threw money at that was Barbara Mikulski.
Okay.
And I think there was something like an $11 million federal program to collect ghost crab pots that paid watermen to go and collect ghost crab pots. Okay. It's a fair amount of effort to do that. And I don't know of anybody who has the initiative or the wherewithal to do that. These guys are spending $400 a day to go run 300 crab pots, you know, to try and make a living. And that's just the start of their expenses. Yeah, sure, they can recoup their expense by selling a couple bushels of crabs, but what if they're only catching a couple bushels? What's their effort worth? What are they making at this point? There are watermen out there that haven't even gone crabbing this year yet because of the prices of the crabs and the fuel and the prices of the bait. You know, the razor clams are up from $20 a bushel to $70 a bushel. Fuel's up, you know, 50% over what it was a year ago. So what do you, you know, where, again, without the assistance of the federal government or the state government, who is going to compensate a waterman to take his boat out off season and collect ghost crab pots? It's been done. And if the effort was that successful, which I don't think it was, even with the $11 million in taxpayer funding, you know, I don't know what the catch was. It's 600,
well,
800,000.
And that's the problem with a lot of these programs.
There's nobody. There's
dollars and you can't solve the problem. That's ludicrous. I mean, where did the $11 million go?
That's a good question, isn't it? That's a very good question, isn't it? Where do taxpayers' dollars disappear to anyway when you have to continue to raise taxes and need more money for more programs and so forth? I will tell you there will not be one conservation organization step up to fund a program like that. Not one.
I think there's a strategy that could be deployed with a lot of wisdom. But let me tell you, if I had $11 million, those crab pots would have been cleaned off. I mean, and you tell me that these crabbermen are making that much money, that $11 million wouldn't influence them.
It did influence them. I mean, there were a couple hundred of them went out there to collect ghost crab pots, you know? And I don't remember what the effort netted, but I'm sure you could look it up online, ghost crab pots. We did an article about it. We did an article about it back in, when the program was underway in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. I don't remember that much about it, but, you know, it's probably been 10 years ago that we did that. But, you know, if that's the biggest problem facing the crab population, then managers would know about it and know what to do about it, okay? That's not the biggest program. What's that?
I don't believe it is. I don't think people address the problems. And like you're saying, you spent $11 million.
I would love
to see the allocation of how that $11 million.
I'm sure you can find it online. But let me say this. I think environmental factors have more to do with the crab population than ghost crab pots. remember the lifestyle of the crab. The female is bred here in the Chesapeake Bay. She could lay her as many as four or five, you know, sponge. She gets as many as four or five sponges after she's bred once. Where are the eggs laid, and where do the larvae develop? Do you know? Offshore.
True.
Offshore. So what happens offshore when we got little tiny dot-sized crabs floating around out there, little tiny larvae? What happens if we have a hurricane? What happens if the Gulf Stream comes inshore, offshore? Where do the baby crabs drift? Where do they go? Mm-hmm. They can't make their, if they're gone, they can't make their way up from up the mouth of the bay, can they?
Well, you know, and then why are we catching all these female crabs to begin with? I mean, is it really that?
I suspect, and the watermen suspect, that there will, the allocation of female crabs will probably be canceled this year, or at least cut way back. So,
you know, I mean, it's an interesting discussion. And
yep.
Obviously, it's not going to solve every aspect of the problem, but
right.
There is a significant problem, and it solves other things. It's not just crabs, because crab pots are probably still catching.
Yeah.
But I think it's something. Now you're telling me they spent $11 million and the problem still isn't fixed.
I think you should Google that, and we're going over the same ground here again. So, well, we're going to let you go and do your research and get back to us next week. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All righty. We have Bill and Molly on the line, but let's take a break and then be fair with Bill and Molly. Okay. How's that sound? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit Number 9. They're your full-line Browning dealer. We talked about home defense guns. Well, why not check out the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop? Now, I asked Clyde the other day, I said, what firearms would you like me to talk about on the show? And he said, well, probably the Sporting Clays models, which makes sense to me because that's this time of year. People are practicing their shotgun sports, getting ready for the upcoming waterfowl season and upland bird season. So the 725 Satori Sporting Shotgun is the one to take a look at for Sporting Clays. It's a perfect blend of beauty and performance. It has five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length enforcing cones, and not only is there a Sporting Clays model, which has all the beauty and all that, but there's also a field model, a little more of a plain Jane, and it also comes in 20-gauge. So let's take a look at the 725 Satori Sporting shotgun for shotgun sports at Clyde Sports Shop. And then when it comes to waterfowl hunting, there's going to be the A5. The hump is back. Most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, 12-gauge, 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5 from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. So, spring has sprung, spring is gone, summer's here, time to get out in that backyard and have some family crab feasts and reunions and get on that deck and do some grilling. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of all colors of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, and those Adirondack chairs, 300-400 in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free delivery and setup, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, the pellet grills by Traeger, the Kamado Joe grill smoker, and the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after this.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
We're right back. Let's talk to Bill first, and then we'll talk to Molly. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, and happy birthday to the greatest
country
in this world.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Not for us, we'd be speaking Japanese or German.
Exactly.
If we'd be here.
Or the Queen's English.
What are you guys going to be doing tomorrow? What's your tradition? You going to have a cookout?
I think we'll cook out together.
Yeah.
Usually we get together with the kids, but they were going away this weekend.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
So.
Anyways, I had called you about a month ago, and Alan related a couple of his favorite memories.
Oh, yes.
And they were basically outdoor, which this show is about.
Right.
And one of them was very touching with your dad.
Yep.
Your fishing trip.
Yep.
But I was wondering if today, since we're doing... maybe tomorrow is a non-traditional outdoor type thing.
I mean,
it's outdoors, but it's not hunting, fishing, and that sort of thing. What some of your things were of that, like family traditions at the holidays?
Well, we're running out of time. Very quickly, I will tell you that my mother's side of the family, she had four brothers and a sister, so there were six of them, and of course, all the kids, maternal, my grandmother was the matriarch of that family. We all got together at my uncle's farm, and all the brothers would go and take their shotguns and shoot pigeons in the barn or take their handguns, and you know we'd have a little shooting thing going on. I would go hunt groundhogs with my .22 Magnum and also participate in shooting the barns pigeons in the barn. Then then we would all have a big the women would all stay in the kitchen, and they'd do the corn and the, you know, everything that went with that. And my grandmother's official position was to sit at the end of the picnic table and whack flies with the fly swatter. We'd all sit down and have a great great meal, throw the corn, the cobs over the fence to the cows, and sparklers, and, you know, at night. And that was the story. So,
good memories.
Yep.
Make some more wonderful ones, and be safe out there.
Okay. I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much.
We'll see you.
Robin, what did you want to do on your 4th of July? What did you do on your 4th of
He's
July?
He's gone.
Come on.
Go ahead. We got Millie on the line.
Millie, let's talk. Good morning, Molly.
Molly, sorry. And I haven't practiced that, and I still screwed it up.
Ugh. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Molly. How are you doing?
Hi. I just want to let you know that I'm one of your older listeners. I'm 93. But I
93?
Show.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to it every week, and it just brings back so many, many wonderful memories of my younger years. And I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate listening to you. There is one question I'd like, if I have time enough, to get through. You mentioned a long time ago about the taxidermist on Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've been by there. And do they allow people to come in there to tour?
Sure. Why not?
I was wondering, because I don't know, I can't find it. I don't know exactly where it is on Montevideo Road.
Okay, you'll see a sign that has a sable on it, and it says Creative Concepts.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And you
okay,
pull,
fine.
It's just, it's a, and the landmark is the cell tower that's right immediately behind the studio. When you go in Mount Video Road off Route 1, you make the left, past Royal Farms on your right, just a little ways up there, maybe a quarter of a mile, if that far, and look on your right for the cell phone tower, and you'll see that sign that says Creative Concepts.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
They have beautiful stuff.
I just can imagine. I love things like that, all kinds of museums and things like that.
Sure.
But I want to say, too, also is that... and I love, like I say, I guess anybody would wonder. Oh, and also, this morning you were talking about Rawhide. And I listened to
Molly, Molly, I'm sorry, Molly. Do you hear the music? That means we have about 10 seconds left. So give us a
call. Please
call
back next week, okay?
Give us a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Please do. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy the 4th with your family, but remember why we're celebrating. Our freedom came at a big price, and let's not forget it.